Surat Al-Muzammil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Muzammil, stand in prayers at night, but not the whole night, half of it or a little less, or a little more, and recite the Quran with measured tone. Soon we are going to send you a weighty message. Surely the getting up at night for prayer is most effective for controlling the self and most suitable for reciting the Quran as well. Because during the day, you are hard-pressed with worldly affairs. Remember the name of your Rabb and devote yourself to him exclusively. He is the Rabb of the East and the West. There is no God but him. Therefore, take him as your protector. Bear patiently with what they say and leave their company in a polite manner. Let me deal with rejectors who are enjoying the comforts of this life, so put up with them for a while. We have in store for them heavy fetters and a blazing fire, choking food and a painful punishment. On the day when the earth with all its mountains will be in violent commotion and the mountains will crumble into heaps of shifting sand. O mankind, we have sent toward you a Rasul to bear witness for you or against you, as we sent a Rasul towards Fir'aun before you. Fir'aun disobeyed our Rasul, so we seized him with a firm grip. If you persist in unbelief, how will you save yourselves on that day which shall turn the children gray-headed? The heaven shall split asunder, and his promise shall be fulfilled. Surely this is but a reminder, so let him who wills take the right way to his Rabb. Surely your Rabb knows that you stand in prayers nearly two-thirds of the night, and sometimes one-half or one-third of it. So do others among your companions. Allah has the measures of the night and the day. He knows that you will not be able to keep it up, so he has turned to you in mercy. Therefore, read from the Quran as much as you easily can. He knows that there may be some sick people among you, and some others who travel through the land to seek Allah's bounty, and yet some others fighting for the cause of Allah. Therefore, read as much of the Quran as you easily can. Establish the Salah, and pay the Zakah, and give to Allah a goodly loan. Whatever good you will send forth for yourselves, you will find it with Allah, which will be much better and greater in reward. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.